Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse. In this, you are about to listen Non-Existence of Pradhanas by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Vrubhyo Namah Harihi Om. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashantaya Dakshinamurtaye Namah. So we saw this 8 reasons for something to exist but not be seen. Something can exist but we are not able to differentiate, we are not able to understand its existence. For that there can be these, it can be one of these 8 reasons. Okay, I understand these 8 reasons well. But how do you explain the non-existence of Pradhana? See, understand one thing. When I mean non-existence, I am talking from the opponent's standpoint of view. The others, logicians or Vedanti, let it be Vedanti also, no problem. Opposition can be Vedanti also here. Because non-existence as a pravana is not accepted by Sankhya. We already saw we have only 3 pramanas, means of right knowledge, which is pratyaksha, perception, anumana, inference, and shabda. So, we accept only these 3 pramanas. Abhava is not a pramana for us, because abhava means non-existence of something. You cannot perceive the non-existence of something. The substratum, the base of something in which you see the non-existence of the other thing is seen, not the non-existence of that object. So, we don't accept abhava. This is one reason. Second reason is, we are satkaryavadins. Satkaryavadins means, we accept that karana and karya are sat, existent, always, ever existent. They will never cease to exist. This is an important point. Because when we go to the yoga of Patanjali, it also follows the same system, Sankhya system. I already told you they are twin brothers. So there, first sutra is yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga means chitta vritti nirodha. Second sutra, in fact, it's not the first sutra. Artha Yoganishasanam is the first sutra. So yoga chitta vritti nirodha. To control the thought function is yoga. There, we are not talking about annihilating the thought function. We are talking about the control of thought function. We are not talking about the non-existence of thought functions. We are talking about its suppression. There is a difference here. The Vedantin will say that annihilating thought function, meaning annihilating the mind, you can understand the truth. Here, we Sankhyans don't say that. Because Satkarya, Karana is Sat, existent, and whatever came from that will always be like that. We also accept the Karya to be Sat. So, it can never go non-existent. Okay, that is understood. But here, how do you see, how do you understand this non-existent of Pradhana and Purusha? Because Pradhana and Purusha, it's not experienced. So how do you understand the existence of, how do you prove the existence of Pradhana and Purusha? Other than saying it's understood by great yogis and all that. Because that can be an answer also. I can say it can be seen by yogis. You cannot contradict it. So these kind of answers can be given. But still, the fellow is asking, please tell me, I also want to know. If you say, Saukshmya tat anupalabdhir, na abhavat karitas tat upalabdhehe, mahadarita chakaryam, prakati virupam sarupam cha. Saukshmya tat anupalabdhi. Saukshmya, out of the 8 reasons, first reason is, first reason in the second line, which is Saukshmya. Yeah. Ati durat samipyat intargatat mano anavasthana cha. Saukshmyat, 5th reason which we gave there, Saukshmyat, because it is very subtle. Pradhana and Purusha are very subtle. Therefore, they are not seen. They are not experienced. Not because of abhava, not because of non-existence. Because we experience it as the cause is existent. So, we cannot see. Prakriti does not exist. That is what the opponent wants to prove. But we cannot accept the non-existence of Prakriti. Because the Jagat exists. Karyataha tat upalabdhehe karyataha asakka. Effect, it is seen. From the effect, we call this karya lingaka anumana. In logic, Indian logic, the nyaya term is karya lingaka anumana. Meaning, to infer through the effect. Since there is this effect, there should be a cause for this effect. That cause is pradhana. Like that, we infer. There is a smoke. So, the smoke is caused by something. It cannot come by its own. It is caused by something. So, there should be the cause for smoke, fire. Like that, we here infer through the effect. So, since the effect is there, is seen, the result, the effect is seen, we say the cause exists. So, we accept tat upalabdhehe, tat upalabdhi karita, tat upalabdhehe means through inference, we accept this existence of pradhana. Mahad adhidachya karyam, what is the karyam effect you are talking about, through which you infer? Mahat etc. are effect, because we saw prakriti pradhana is just vikriti. Prakriti, vikriti, prakriti and vikriti, not prakriti and vikriti, and only vikriti. So, in 4, we saw this is prakriti. Pradhana is prakriti. It is cause for everything. It is not vikriti. It is not an effect of anything. Prakriti means, there are 2 prakritis. So, I will stick to pradhana, the word pradhana. Okay? Pradhana is prakriti. Means, it is only a cause. It is not an effect of anything. So, from the cause, there is the effect of Mahat. From Prakriti, from Pradhana, Mahat came. Buddhi, intellect came. From that Ahankara, from that Tanmatra, that is the order we saw. So, here, from this cause, Pradhana, Mahat came. So, Mahat Aditaccha Karyam. Karya is Mahat, etc. Prakriti Virupam Sarupam Cha. So, this Prakriti is Virupam and Sarupam. Means, it has similar traits as the effect and it has dissimilar traits as the effect. What are the similar and dissimilar traits? We'll see that. Now here, he said, it is Satkaryavada. Vedantins accept, they don't accept Satkaryavada. Though Brahman is Sat, they accept Anirvachaniyavada. Because everything, there are Sat and Asat. Sat, Tat, Sat, Chatyaccha, Abhat, Abhavat, Sat, Chatyaccha, Abhavat. From that Brahman, Sat and Tyat means Sat and Asat both came to existence. So, Sat and Asat both came to existence from Sat. If you take like that, okay, from Sat, Sat and Asat came. Or, you have to take it, understand that Anirvachaniyavada. It is inexplicable. There are other logicians who say that from Paramanu, everything came. From Paramanu, Asat, Karya came. And the Buddhists, they say, from Asat, non-existence, existence came. The logicians say from existence, non-existence came. But the Buddhist logicians, they'll say from non-existence, shunya, void, everything came into existence. Now, we Sankhyanvadi, we say from existence came. Now, there can be a logic here. See, from existence came, then if you sow wheat, you will be reaping rice. can be grain of rice or sugar cane, whatever it is. Can be some other thing, because both has existence. If the logicians, Buddhist logicians say, we will say, you also have the same problem. Because everything is non-existent. Everything has this nature of non-existence. So, if you sow wheat, you will also gain something else. It's possible, quite possible, sir. But the correct logic here is, sat, if it, everything, that there is a sat existence of its own characteristics. So, it will not differ. Okay. We say this Mahadadi Karya is exists in Pradhana. Is it sat or asat? This Mahadadi Karya, is it sat or asat? If you ask, asat karanatupadana grahanat sarvasambhava abhavat shaktasya shakya karanat karanabhava chakasat karyam. You cannot ask this question because we accept sat karyam. Sat karyam. The karya is sat existent. Why do you say karya is sat? Sat karya means all buddhi, intellect, everything, whatever comes from mahat. Everything is sat existence. So how? We will give you reasons. Asat akaranat. Asat akaranat. Meaning asat non-existence cannot create. Akaranat means cannot create anything. From non-existence nothing can come into existence. Like from the mare's horn, you cannot create anything. Mare's horn cannot, you cannot create anything out of mare's horn. Like that, whatever is non-existence cannot come in, create anything. So, that is one reason. Second reason, upadana grahanat. Upadana grahanat. Upadana karana etc. is there. Upadana, material cause. Material cause is there. For these things, mahat etc., material cause is prathana. Prakriti, Purusha is not material cause. He is nimitta. He is just a subsidiary cause. He just helps the, his existence helps the prathana to create things. So, upadana grahana, since there is a material cause for all these things. Two, sarva sambhava abhavat. Even before the effect came into picture, there was this karana. So, third is sarva sambhava abhavat. From all the karana, all the karya cannot come into picture. So, like I said, wheat if you sow, you will reap only wheat, not grain or sugar cane. So, everything cannot come in from the same thing. So, there is a rule. That is third cause. To prove the existence of mahat etc. are true. They are not false. We accept the existence of mahat etc. Ashaktasya shakya karana, ashaktasya shakya karana, the fourth cause. Meaning, one who has the power to create something, only from him any cause effect comes into picture. Person who can make a potter, can make only pots. He cannot create anything else, he cannot build a house. If he has power to make pots, he will make pots, that's all. A potter can make a pot, that's all. So, the power which resides in that will help the creation to come into picture which it has power, for which it has power. Only that. Karna bhavacha satkaryam. Karna bhavacha. And another causes, the karna has sat. Karna has existence. Since karana has existence, the karya will also have the same thing, have the same existence. So, five causes to prove that the effect is also sat. Cause one, asat akaranat. From void, from null, nothing can come into picture. Two, the material cause is seen. 3. From everything, from anything, everything cannot come. 4. A person, somebody who has the power to make something, only that kind of effect will come into picture. 5. Karana, the existence of the cause is proven. So, because of these 5 reasons, the effect will also be sat. It can never become asat. It can never cease to exist. Okay. We said, prakriti virupam sarupam cha. Prakriti virupam sarupam. Prakriti has the similar traits and different traits, dissimilar traits from the effect. Pradhana has different, similar and dissimilar traits as the effect. What are the similar traits and what are the dissimilar traits? What are the similar nature and what are the dissimilar nature in the pradhana and the effect? Okay. Hetumat anityamavyapi sakriyam anekam ashritam lingam savayvam paratantram vyaktam vipritam avyaktam. These are the similarities and dissimilarities between vyakta and avyakta. Vyakta means effect. Avyakta means cause, which has not come into picture. Avyakta means which has not come into picture. Vyakta means which has come into picture, which has come as a creation. Okay. Hetumat. Hetumat means hetu esyasthiti hetumat. That which has cause. Nimittam. Some cause. Anityam. Since it has cause, it is an effect. Mat etc. Since it is an effect, it is anitya. Yadyat kritakam tatat anityam. Simple logic. Whatever is created is anitya. It is not permanent. It is impermanent. Second cause. Avyapi. It's not all pervading. Sakriyam. It has some function to do. Anekam. It is many. Ashirvam. It is dependent on something. Lingam. It is. See, lingam, there are two meanings. In logic, if you say, if you go, we see lingam means leenam artham gamayati iti lingam. That which points out to the hidden thing. That is lingam. Here lingam means, in the lingam, linga lingi purvakam, the third shloka we saw linga lingi purvakam. There lingam means that which the pointer. Lingam means pointer. Here lingam means not pointer. Laya yuktam, that which has this quality of subsiding in something, settling in something. Savayavam, it has parts. Paratantram, it is controlled by something. These are all the characteristics of vyakta, of something which has taken shape, which has taken form. First, it has some cause. It is since it has cause, it is an effect. It is impermanent. Third, it is not all pervading. Fourth, it has some karma. It is endowed with some karma. Fifth, it is many. Sixth, it is dependent on something. Seventh, it settles on something. It gets destroyed on something. Get destroyed means it goes and dissolves into the avyakta, pradhana. So, savayam, it has parts. 8 and 9th is, it has no control over itself. It is dependent on something. It is controlled by something. These are the characteristics of vyakta, the effect from buddhi, etc.